From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Bob Doty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter is visiting Saudi Arabia Wednesday as part of a regional tour aimed at convincing skeptical allies about the benefits of the Iran nuclear deal. Saudi officials have neither publicly condemned nor endorsed the Iran nuclear agreement announced on July 14th. Carter is to hold meetings with King Salman, as well as the Saudi Minister of Defense, before heading back to Jordan for a meeting with the Jordanian military leadership. He flew to Jordan from Israel, where he met with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to provide reassurances of continued U.S. security support. Mr. Netanyahu issued a statement late Tuesday calling the Iran agreement a bad deal and a historic mistake. Carter is the first cabinet-level U.S. official to visit Israel since Iran agreed last week to curb its nuclear weapons program. Pakistan's Supreme Court has agreed to hear an appeal in the case of a Christian woman facing the death penalty for blaspheming Islam. VOA's Aisham Tanzim reports from Islamabad.
Court officials say the Supreme Court Wednesday suspended the execution of 50-year-old Asia Bibi until it renders a decision on her appeal of her death sentence. A lower court convicted Bibi of blasphemy in 2010 and sentenced her to death for comments she made about Islam during an argument with co-workers over drinking water. Blasphemy is a very serious charge in Pakistan that can cost you your life in other ways. Even unproven allegations can spark mob violence, and acquittals are rare. Bibi's lawyer, Saiful Malook, says despite a weak legal case against her, the lower court succumbed to pressure. Aisha Tanzim, VOA News, Islamabad.
And you are listening to the news coming to you from Washington, from the VOA. Turkey briefly blocked access to Twitter Wednesday to prevent the distribution of photos of Monday's bombing in Suruk, in which at least 30 people died and dozens were wounded. Turkish government officials said that access was restored after the company removed malicious content, including hate speech, in line with the court order. Officials spoke on condition of anonymity because of restrictions imposed on officials speaking to the media. Officials had said that Turkey had asked Twitter to remove 107 URLs with images related to the bombing, and the company removed 50 of them before the ban. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras met with bankers Wednesday as lawmakers began another emergency debate on a second package of judicial and banking reforms needed to secure crucial bailout funds from Europe. Greek banks reopened Monday for the first time in 3 weeks, but capital controls remain in place. During the meeting with bankers at his office in Athens, Mr. Tsipras stressed the need for a stable banking system. Speaking to reporters after the meeting with the prime minister, the president of the Hellenic Bank Association, Luca Katseli, said the return to banking normalcy was in everyone's interest. An international rights group has accused South Sudanese government forces and allied fighters of civilian killings, rapes, and destruction of property during a military operation in Unity State. Human Rights Watch said in a statement Wednesday that the alleged attacks on civilians between April and June of 2015 amount to war crimes. In a report issued Wednesday, Human Rights Watch details the findings of more than 170 interviews in May and June with survivors of the attacks. The rights group says it has documented about 60 unlawful killings of men, women, and children, including the elderly. Daniel Bekele, Africa Director for Human Rights Watch, called the attacks a devastating offensive characterized by shocking disregard for civilian life. Votes are being counted in Burundi, where pre-election violence has caused thousands of people to leave the country in the past few months. The controversial presidential election Tuesday is believed to have had low turnout, as President Pierre Nkurunziza ran without significant opposition for a third term. Official vote results are expected Thursday, but the elections have been roundly criticized as not free or fair, after the government ignored an opposition boycott, calls from the international community to postpone the election due to the unrest. I'm Bob Doty in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.